With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. Coach, welcome to MSO, and how's everything going over there in Linfield?
I'll tell you what, it's been a fun season. Lots of fast, athletic players on the team, group of seniors that's been together since youth football, and it's been a great year. Nice junior supporting cast as well. So we're looking forward to a competitive first-round game tomorrow night.
You guys have had a spectacular season. You've dominated just about everything. And I want to ask you about the start you had with the wins against Newburyport and Amesbury, because that sort of set the tone, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, those are huge, huge, huge games for us every year. Amesbury is so good at what they do with that power T offense, so it's always a challenge every year. Being able to win that game at home was huge, and then we went back up to Newburyport, and you know, trying to tackle that quarterback was tough, but we were able to get some points on the board and kind of hang tight on defense. But those were both really competitive Cal games that just gave us a lot of momentum moving into the back end of the schedule.
Yeah, now what about the one loss you had? You guys have been scoring at a tremendous pace, and your defense is excellent. Tell me about what the one loss you had. What did that mean to the team, and how you put that in perspective?
It was just a nice reality check for us early. I mean, we had a couple touchdowns called back on us because of stolen penalties. We had a couple drops in the end zone. So we knew we could play at a high level. We just had to see it in action. And then from then on, it was just about limiting mistakes because, you know, mistakes really cost us. And we had a chance to make that game more competitive against North Attleboro. But there were too many mistakes, and that cost us.
Well, you know, if it's going to happen, it happens early, and then you can rebound from it. It's a teaching moment. Coach, tell me about your skilled players, then we'll get to the line, because you guys have been scoring at a tremendous pace, and as you mentioned, you've got some really good leadership as seniors.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it starts with Tyler Adamo at quarterback. It's just been the ultimate play extender, ball distributor. His vision, his ability to kind of predict what the defense is going to do. And then you have a whole host of players that can really do a lot with the ball after the catch. You know, Maddox Iavanelli, senior, Dan Lemieux, junior in the slot, Luke DeSilvio, junior in the slot, Jesse Dorman at wideout. You know, just in that offense right there, you have, you know, three different kids who are playing high-level college ball. Maddox and Tyler are playing, you know, Division I baseball. Jesse is committed to playing at St. Anselm's. And then, you know, in the backfield, you have Jared Burnaby, senior running back, who's committed to Marist. So there's just a lot of talent there. And then we have another senior running back. I'll see you next. Another senior running back, Spencer DiAugusta, who's been chipping in at running back. So just a lot of different guys that we feel like we can get the ball to.
I just wonder what's in the water in Linfield, because year after year after year, you guys are producing, and you get to see these kids mature from eighth grade on. What's that feel like, Coach? How do you put that in perspective, if I could ask the same question again, because as I said, you see them as youngsters, you've got the older teammates as you go along, and then there's a constant recycling of stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have to complement our youth football program. We have to. I mean, they get these kids fired up to play, and then we have an opportunity when they come in as freshmen to just continue that on, and we've really been focusing on building that bond between the youth program and the high school program. And, you know, always bringing in these athletic kids that, you know what, maybe 20 years ago they might have just played basketball. But they're coming out for football, and they're giving us an opportunity to coach them. So just getting these multi-sport athletes to throw on 15 pounds of equipment and play football, I'm very grateful for it. At the same time, we do still struggle to get some of the bigger guys. A lot of the bigger linemen coming out of youth football will go to different private schools. But one way or another, we've like churned out these offensive lines and defensive lines that just, even if they're undersized, they hustle and they get after it.
You know, one of the things, Gloucester High School, when Paul Ingram was there for many years, he frequently had undersized linemen, and his coaches were able to teach technique. And that's not an easy thing to do with young kids. But from what I'm hearing, Coach, is both sides of the ball, your linemen have come along pretty well?
Yes. So early on in that North Attleboro game, we were almost hitting the, you know, we were like wondering what the nuclear option was because we just felt like the pass protection wasn't there. And we had trouble getting things going in the run game. And then each week, you know, we did some shifting around and, you know, a guy like Junior Ben Gazit, you know, stepping in and playing tackle when he was normally playing tight end, that was like a big change, him stepping in to play left tackle. And then you have Walter Radulski, senior captain, right guard. You got pretty much all seniors across the board with the exception of Ben Gazit. So, you know, you got Alex Fleming, a first-year player who's primarily like a basketball Cape Ann League all-star, plays, you know, small forward. He comes out. He's right tackle. So just – and then we have Oliver Ventilleri playing center for the first time. So mm-hmm. we're able to assemble this group. And then Maximus Nastari to round it out. You know, we ended up with a senior-heavy line, but they were inexperienced. But they've been just getting better each week.
Pat, with so many kids, it's great to see in the write-up that at the beginning of the season you had 72 players coming out for, you know, and for a school the size of Linfield, that is fantastic. On the one hand, but on the other hand, with so many seniors, how are you able to integrate the younger kids? I don't want to say to keep them happy, but to keep them in the program, learning and challenging the older kids. How do you do that?
So we tried something new this year where we had the sophomores and the freshmen practice together, and we pulled up sophomores that we thought would contribute and be involved in varsity practice because we didn't want to have sophomores standing around.
Right.
You know, we wanted to make the sophomore experience a lot better, you know. Making sure they're getting work in during the week, and then they go out and they have a blast playing JV on Saturday, and then maybe they get some special teams looks on Friday and varsity. And so that was like a big focus this year was, you know, so when you come down to see us, we really have two different practices going, the top half and the bottom half essentially. And that has worked this year. That's been pretty good.
How do you keep learning, Pat? Because, I mean, you're still a very young man, but you've been at it for a while. And what have you noticed for changes? I mean, in terms of keeping up with the game, keeping up with student athletes, you got to watch out how they're doing with their nutrition. You got to watch out for their grades. How have you progressed in all of this? What's it meant to you?
When I go to the clinics and I talk to other coaches, I always try to ask them questions, right? Ask these other coaches questions. And then when the kid's done, I do almost like an exit debrief with the seniors.
Yep.
And, you know, I could get a lot of insight from them, too, on kind of what they thought worked, what didn't. So sometimes you have to admit when things aren't really working. You know, or they could be better. Not necessarily not working, but something could be better.
Right, right.
Between trying to get to those clinics and talk to other coaches and then asking those seniors and, you know, trying to format a little bit of a leadership council where you have guys that you can trust at different levels that, you know, you can try to solve some of the problems that come up in the season and kind of work things out that way. That's been great for us too.
How much does the overlap happen between you, you're coaching football, you're coaching other sports, because you're working sometimes with the same athletes, but it's a completely different set of rules. It's a completely different set of muscles that are involved. But there's a lot that's in common, I'm guessing, between coaching different sports.
So I would say just it's the relationship building aspect.
Uh-huh, yep.
Right? I mean, yeah, there's transferable skills between lacrosse and football, but at the end of the day, it's like the guys I have for both, I mean, they know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So and they might not be the biggest, like, studs on either team, but they're like, they end up being like keystone guys,
mm-hmm.
just because they are like a step ahead with like the culture piece.
Pat, is there anybody else you want to brag about? You've mentioned a lot of kids who have contributed this season. Anybody else that you might have missed in terms of captains or leaders?
Yeah, so I'm just thinking about some of our guys on defense, and George Lambros, senior defensive back, has really played awesome this year. Just great in coverage. We've even moved him around to outside linebacker, and he's just been a versatile player for us. Ian McCarthy, outside linebacker, senior captain. He's like a pulse guy. He knows the pulse of the team, and he's been tremendous on the edge. Maddox Iavanelli plays on the defensive side too, physical hitter. We have Jared Burnaby and Max Nastari in the middle at linebacker. They've just gotten better every game. It's been great to kind of see them fill and be physical. And then in the back end, we have Jesse Dorman playing corner, senior captain. He's got some serious straight line speed on the offensive end, but the progress he's made on the defensive side and coverage and run support's been great. Dan Lemieux and Spencer, two safeties, one's a senior, one's a junior, and they've been like this great duo at safety where they come up and fill against a team like Amesbury, but then also get back and play pass defense, against some of these spread teams that we've run into.
Very exciting. Pat, you guys win so much. You've had such a great legacy since you've been there. Did the student body get bored and not show up for games?
So we've been fortunate that social media has really helped us, like being open to the team Instagram and open to the hype videos. Like, my big 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when the captains asked me about it, was that it was going to be a distraction and kids were going to focus too much on stats.
Right.
We talk about the roster size. You need to give these kids every bit of reason to get excited to do this. It's a physical sport. It's a hard sport. Practice can be brutal. So if doing the hype videos and the Instagram means they'll get more fired up for a game, I'm all for it. So that's helped us, and it's also helped us kind of get people in the school excited about the team and coming out to games.
Well,
so
you always
very good crowds at home.
You always get good turnout from Linfield for all sports. A couple of more questions, Pat, before I get to Dennis Yarmouth, the game coming up. I have to turn my attention to Clayton Marenghi, because was a great interview, as was his brother a few years ago when you first welcomed us to your campus. And he is he's having a year at Endicott.
Big play Clay. I probably said it then and say it again. I mean, we just had the confidence to give him the keys to the offense back then. And I think he's shown that at that level, at that high level that they're playing at, they're playing some great teams in
three. Yeah.
And they're just like his game has evolved. He was more of a run and gun guy, 6 or 7 years ago. Now he's like evolved into this. He can do the pocket, he can do scramble, he can do quick game. So I've been impressed with how he's really just improved every year. But we just always knew we were safe when Clay had the ball. it was like third down and five, and Clayton had the ball, you know, we felt like we were in pretty good shape. And Tyler has really kind of evolved into this quarterback that's very versatile and can run and can throw. And, you know, we kind of see some parallels between those two guys for sure.
Oh, cool. Yep. Well, it's a great credit to your coaching staff and the kids, student-athletes at Linfield. All right, so here we go. D6 is a tough draw. There are a lot of tremendous teams in D6. And tell me a little bit about your evaluation of D6 and then your game coming up against Dennis Yarmouth.
It will be like an athlete speed spread versus athlete speed spread. And, you know, I'm hopeful and I'm excited to see how our defense handles this challenge. Had a solid week of practice, but it's a tough draw. Their quarterback is very good, very elusive. He's reminiscent of the Newburyport quarterback in terms of just, like, extending plays. But if we can corral him and be disciplined and limit the mistakes, limit the chunk plays, I think our defense can kind of be the foundation of a win and just do what we do on offense, find that grass.
Coach, great talking with you. It's been way too long. I apologize for not getting back to you sooner, but keep it going, man, and bring another win home to the North Shore.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, Pat. Take care.
All right, see you,
Rick. Bye-bye. That is Pat LaMusta, the Linfield High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.